Today's shiur is Masechet Shavuos Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph in the top line. Shavuos B'Kodin Ketzad, Kenli B'Kodin Sheyesh L'Biyotcha. Actually, the focus of our shiur, at this point of the shiur, is that we learned in the Mishnah of Machloikis Tanom that if somebody states a Shavuos HaBikodin as one statement, then he's only chayiv, and it turned out that he swore falsely, he's only chayiv one carbon. Whereas if he said separate statements, each statement carries with it a separate chayiv carbon. To shine and point out, really the same thing would be by Shavuos HaEdus, but by Shavuos HaBikodin it's more obvious that you could have many different claims on you for different reasons. And that's why the Gemara focuses on the sugya more here by Shavuos HaBikodin than in the previous parak when we discussed Shavuos HaEdus. And what the Gemara now will do is quote a brisa and try to analyze what is the situation that is considered one blanket statement, and therefore there will only be one chiyuv shvua, versus when it's going to be considered separate phrases, and because it's going to be separate phrases, there will be separate chiyuv. And begins the braisa. Tana rabbana klal ein chayev alachas. A klal, if you said your statement as one general statement, you'll only be chayev one carbon. Whereas if you say it prat, if you say it as separate phrases, you chayev a kol achas v'achas divrei meyim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shvua loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha. Here you said shvua, and you said loy lecha v'loy lecha, but you made separate. But you have the vav connecting the statements, says Rabbi Yehuda. That's considered a situation of separate phrases and chayav kol achas v'achas. The machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda will get back to in a moment. Rabbi Elazar Omer, loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha. If you made these statements, but according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to say the word shvua at the end of your statement. Then, and only then, are you chayav kol achas v'achas. Many Rishonim suggest that there's a machlokes actually Bavli and Yerushalmi how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. From the Bavli, it seems that for it to be considered separate statements according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to use the word shvua, as I just said, at the end of your statement. That's how it seems that the Bavli holds. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Elazar is going to require that a shvua, that the word shvua also be said at the beginning of your statement. In fact, the Yerushalmi questions, according to Rabbi Elazar, that the Yerushalmi holds, you have to say the word shvua at the beginning, at the end of your statement, is that the only way that it'll be considered separate statements? Or, even if you don't say the word shvua, you say a different type of general wording, Ein lecha biyadi, for example, will that be good enough? Rav Shimon Omer, Ad shiyoy meshvu l'kol achas v'achas. According to Rav Shimon, it's not considered separate statements unless you use the word shvua with each one of your phrases. Absent that, it's not considered separate phrases. So as I said a moment ago, we really don't know exactly by learning this braisa what are the specific opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And that's where we begin to learn a machloikus amaroim, how to understand this machloikus. And says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda Am Shmuel, Chlolosh Rabbi Meir, what Rabbi Meir considers a general statement, Rabbi Yehuda is going to consider a specific statement. Protesh Rabbi Yehuda. Klolosh Rabbi Yehuda, whereas what Rabbi Yehuda considers a general statement, Protosh Rabbi Meir will hold is a specific statement. Statements. Let's explain what this means. We have two scenarios. We have one scenario where it says loy l'cha, loy l'cha, loy l'cha without the vav. And then we have another scenario where it is the vav connecting. And Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are diametrically opposed. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says that when you say the Vav, it's considered separate statements. And when you don't say the Vav, it's considered one general statement, and Reb Meir holds just the opposite. With the Vav, it's considered a general statement, and without the Vav, it's considered separate statements. So first let's read the words of Gemara now. Klolei Shereimeya, what Remeya holds is a general statement, meaning with the Vavs, is a Prata Shereb Yehuda. According to Yehuda, it's considered separate statements. And on the other hand, Klolei Shereb Yehuda, what Yehuda holds is a general statement, without the Vavs, Prata Shereimeya, Remeya holds as separate holds separate statements. And we'll get to in a moment why Yehuda Mishmul feels that way. Obviously, we have a question. Understanding Reb Meir's opinion is not that difficult. Because Reb Meir says, if you don't say a Vav, so you said, loy lecha, we could understand why each one of these phrases is considered separate. Where you said the Vav, so why did we know that the Vav accomplishes in Hebrew? It connects. So that's why Reb Meir says, it's all considered one general statement. Reb Meir's opinion is fairly easy to understand. But as the Ritva, let's understand Rabbi Yehuda. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you say the Vav, it's considered separate statements, shouldn't he hold without the Vav it's considered separate statements? Yet according to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, that's not true. According to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda is only holding with the Vav it's separate. Without the Vav it's considered one. How do we understand Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Ritva in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He says that when you say shvuah, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, with that vav, v'loy lecha, what the vav is doing, it's not connecting all the loy lechas. The vav is going back to the word shvuah. And it's if you said specifically shvuah loy lecha, so it's very separate. Whereas when you don't have that vav, you don't have anything to connect the word shvuah that you said at the beginning of your statement to the loy lechas that you say later on. And that's why it's going to be considered, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one general statement. That's how to understand the machloikus of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda according to Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees in that interpretation of the machloikus. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Hakamoydim b'v'loy lecha, everybody is agreeable that if there's a vav, shuprat, that's considered separate statements, and I guess we'll have to use the lomdus that we just said of the ritva. Loi nechleku, the machloikus of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is limited Ela b'loy lecha with his no vav. Shemeya Omer, Remeya holds even without the vav, it's considered prat, separate phrases. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold it's a klal. So if according to Remeya, asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Remeya, whether you use the vav or you didn't use the vav, the halacha is it's always considered separate statements. So what would be the case of a general statement? Ask the Gemara. Veza klola shereimeya. What will be the case of a general statement according to Remeya? Says the Gemara, if he said shvuah she'en lechem biyadi. That is the only example according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Remeya, of a general statement. Ask the Gemara, b'maika miflgi. What is the basis of the machloikis of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan in understanding the machloikis of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Shmuel came to his opinion by daik mibraisa, from learning the braisa, and Reb Yochanan came to his opinion by daik mimesnisin, by learning the Mishnah. Explains the Gemara, Shmuel daik mibraisa, midakam Reb Yehuda. What do we find in the braisa? Says Shmuel, we find that Reb Yehuda makes the following explicit statement. V'loy lecha, that if somebody used the word v'loy, prata hava, that that's considered a case of separate phrases. What forced Rabbi Yehuda to state that opinion? Why did he say that opinion? Says Shmuel, Michlal, it must be the Shamei l'Remeya, that he heard Remeya saying that when you use the vav, klola hava, it's considered a general statement. And Rabbi Yehuda wants to tell Remeya, you consider a situation where vav is used as a general statement. I don't agree. Vam Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, prata hava. That's why Shmuel comes to his opinion, very geschmack. Remeya says, with the vav, it's considered one general statement. Rabbi Yehuda, hearing Ramey, says that, protests, and says, no, it's separate statements. Ask the Gemara, Shmuel's explanation of the Braisa is wonderful. How could Rabbi Yochanan disagree with that explanation? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, who is of the opinion that Tavayu Ramey Pratahava, whether you used the Vav or you didn't use the Vav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Ramey, it's considered separate statements. How will he understand the Braisa? Ramle Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda to Ramey, Bevaloy Lecha, in the case where the Vav is used, Medina Lach, I will agree to you, and I'm limiting my machlokes to loy lecha pilgin lecha. That you, Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rameyer, hold on whether the vav is used or the vav is not used, it's considered separate phrases. Says Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yochanan to Rameyer, in the case of the vav, I will agree with you that it's considered separate statements. Without the vav, I can't agree with you. V'Shmuel, why doesn't Shmuel like this explanation of the Braisa? Says Shmuel, instead of Rabbi Yehuda focusing on where there is an area of agreement, why doesn't he focus on where there's an area of disagreement? Add the Oida Layaduye, instead of Rabbi Yehuda focusing in the Braisa, where he and Rameya are in agreement, which there's no chiddush in that, Liflagale Afluge, he should have pointed out where they disagree, in the case where the Vav is not mentioned. The fact that only this case is mentioned tells Shmuel that this is where they're arguing, not where they're agreeing. And that's how Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, however, will learn the Braisa. How did Rabbi Yochanan come to his opinion, says the Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan daik v'misnisen. Rabbi Yochanan actually brought his raya from the Mishnah. Midakam Rameya. What do we learn in the Mishnah? Rameya says, what was the example that Rameya in our Mishnah gave us of a general rule? It's not really Rameya, it's the Stam Mishnah. But we have a cloud throughout Shas that Stam Mishnah is Rameya. So if the anonymous Mishnah says that what is the example of a general statement? When somebody says, Shvush Ein Lecham B'yodi, that is the example, Klola Hava, of a general statement. Mechlau, the V'loy V'lecha, then when the loy lecha with the vav is used, it must be a separate statement. It must be separate phrases. Why? If Ramey will be of the opinion that the loy lecha klolahu, that even when the vav is used, it's considered a general statement, we have an obvious question. Add the mashmalon, shvua she'en lecha biyadi. Instead of teaching us that the case of a general statement is when the word shvush ein lachem biyadi was used, he should have told us a much better chiddush. He should have told us a bigger chiddush. Nashmi inon, shvur loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha. That's considered separate statements, and kolshkein certainly shvush ein lachem biyadi. The fact that the Mishnah only was able to find the case of shvush ein lachem biyadi, that very obvious general statement, as being the example of a general statement, is a clear indication that alone is the case of general statement. V'loy lecha is already in the category of separate statements. How does Shmuel defend himself? Rav Yochanan has a gevaldige raya from the Mishnah. How does Shmuel, who says that according to Rameya, even when the vav is used, it's a general statement? If so, why didn't the Mishnah say so? V'Shmuel Omer, Shmuel answers, kol ayim v'loy lecha kolayim v'shvur she'en lechem b'yadi dami. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that what is the paradigm of a general statement? The paradigm of a general statement is Shvur Shein Lechem B'yadi. Once we have that paradigm, the Gemara now goes and says, everything else will be measured according to that, and according to Shmuel, according to Rameya, V'lo Lecha falls into the same category. So again, our Gemara, as I said a moment ago, is working on the operating assumption that the Stam Tan of our Mishnah is Rameya. So ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, that these are all examples that the Mishnah gave of separate phrases. I, Shmuel, you hold it, v'loy lecha, according to Ramey, is a general statement. Answers the Gemara, Tani loy lecha, take out the vav. And that, therefore, is consistent with Shmuel's opinion that without the Vav, Rameya holds its separate phrases. Toshma, another question on Shmuel from our Mishnah and his understanding of Rameya. The Mishnah said that if he said Tainli B'kadim V'chumas Yad V'gezel V'aveda with the Vav, Yechai for separate Shuls. I, according to you, Shmuel, when the Vav is used according to Rameya, it's a general statement, only one carbon. Same Teretz. Tani Chumas Yad Gezva Aveda. Take out the Vav. Third question. Toshma. It said in our Mishnah, another example of separate Shuas. Tainli Chitim S'arim V'kusman. The Vav is used, and yet the Mishnah considers it separate phrases. But according to Shmuel, according to Rameya, without the Vav, it's one phrase. Again, take out the Vav, says the Gemara. Tani Siren Kusman, take out the Vav. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Shmuel has an opinion of Rameya. Very gishmak. So just to defend your opinion, you're going to completely change a Mishnah? We already have three times you change a Mishnah? Mela, to change it one time? Fine. But to completely turn over a Mishnah just to protect your opinion is not acceptable. V'hai Tana, asked the Gemara, Kol heichi shabish Tana ve'azel? Are you going to say that the entire Mishnah was mistakenly taught for that reason? Says the Gemara. El Homani, says the Gemara, that our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah here is not Rameya, the Stam Mishnah here is Rebbe. A word of introduction. We know there are two ways that a carbon can become possible because the Kayan had the wrong machshava as he was bringing the carbon. There's chutzlus manoi, machshavas chutzlus manoi, and machshavas chutzlum kaimai. Machshavas chutzlus manoi means that he had in mind that he's going to eat or offer the carbon after the prescribed time. Machshavas chutzlum kaimai means that he'll take the carbon, eat the carbon outside of the right place. Machshavas chutzlus manoi makes the carbon tiggle. Machshavas chutzlum kaimai makes the carbon possible. What happens? Piggle and possible are not synonymous. If somebody eats a carbon that's piggle, there's a chiv karas. If somebody eats a carbon that's possible, he's over a lav. What happens if somebody had both machshavas? What happens if they had both machshavas? Sugi mesechta zvachim. And Rebbe says, it depends if it was done in one statement or in two statements. If it's done in one statement, so the carbon is possible and not piggle. It's done in two statements, we look at which statement happened first. If the machshavas chutz lizmanoi happened first, it's piggle. If the machshavas chutz mekaymai happened first, it's possible. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, the Omar, loishna kazayis kazayis, v'loishna kazayis kazayis, whether he had the vav or he didn't have the vav between the machshavas, Rebbe is of the opinion of prata hava. So now everything's very gishmak. Reb Meir is of the opinion, indeed, that if you say the Vav, it's a general statement. Our Mishnah has all these cases where the Vav is used and they consider a situation of separate phrases. Our Mishnah isn't following the opinion of Reb Meir. Our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, who says that even with the Vav, it's considered separate phrases. Toshma didaday. So now the Gemara again asks a question on Shmuel's understanding of Rameya's opinion based on what Rameya said. It said in our Mishnah, the Rameya Omer, afilu chitav asayir v'kusemes, even if he said it that way, with the Vav, chai v'kolach tzvachas, it's considered separate phrases. According to Shmuel, with the Vav, it's not considered separate phrases. Says the Gemara, tani chit asayir v'kusemes, take out the Vav. It's not such a big problem. It's only a problem if you do it many times. And then the Gemara said, because by doing it many times, you're essentially saying that the person who wrote the Mishnah kept on getting mixed up, which is something that we couldn't accept. Here we're only doing it once. Doing it once, in the Shkeferlich, it's not that bad. However, asked the Gemara, let's read the words Rameya used. There's another word he used, afilu. Which means as follows. If Rameya were of the opinion that's considered one statement, then we could understand that even though he made a general statement, even though it's considered general statement, you chayiv separately. But if Ramey is continuing that this is considered general statement, if the achita sar kusemis is considered separate, which is always Ramey's opinion, because according to Ramey, it's only considered separate when you're not using the vav. And now we're saying that that's how to read the Mishnah, that we're removing the vav, that the word afilu doesn't make sense. Afilu represents even, a chiddush. What's the chiddush? If you didn't say the vav, Ramey says that's considered a situation of separate statements, separate phrases. So why would you not be chayiv separately? So why is the word afilu appropriate? Answers the Gemara, there's a whole different way of understanding this statement of Ramey in the Mishnah. Amar of Ach Bered Rav Ika, afilu chit b'klal chitim, v'sari b'klal s'orim, v'kasemis b'klal s'kusmin. It's teaching us something altogether different. What they're teaching us here is that when somebody said the word chito, meaning as follows. Somebody approaches the person and says, you're holding my chito. And he responds that I'm holding your chito, I'm not holding your chitin. So we would think at first glance, they're not talking about the same thing. He's saying chitin, he's saying chitin. And therefore it should not be considered a situation of a shvuah sebikadin, teaches us the Mishnah that no. When somebody says the word chita, it's as if he said chitin. Because in the Torah, that's the way the Ritva explains the Gemara, in the Torah we find that the Torah uses the word chita and it means chitin. And the Ritva explains that even though Lush and Torah, the way the Torah says something, is not relevant by Nedarim and Shvus, we keep on repeating that Lush and B'nai Adam is what's essential. It's important to point out, says the Ritva, that's only when the way we talk and the way Torah talk is different. So there we say that when it comes to Dharma Shavuos, we follow the way we speak, not the way the Torah speaks. But when they're not contradictory, we follow the way the Torah speaks, and the Torah calls Chita Chita. However, the Rishonim ask another question that I'm sure we're all thinking about. And that is, Shavuos HaBikotin, unlike Shavuos HaEdis, doesn't require that I should be prompted to say a shvuah. But shvuah ha'edis, we learned that I'm not chayiv unless the toveya approaches me. Shvuah ha'bikadim, we learned that even if I'm not approached, the shvuah is a shvuah. So how can we say the Mishnah speaking about where he approached me, he doesn't have to approach me. So I saw two answers in the achroinim. One answer, I keep on repeating the opinion of the Rilunil. The Rilunil says that even though you don't have to be explicitly approached, but you have to have some sort of inkling that the person has a claim against you. That's how we'll explain the Gemara. The other pshat I saw is you don't have to be approached. But if you're approached, your statement has to match the statement of the Toveya. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if the Toveya said Chita and you said Chitin, it's considered a proper match. We learned in the Mishnah, Tainli Kodin v'chumashyad gezv aveda sheyesh l'biyotcha. Tainli Chitim Sairim. Omer b'yoychanan. If you speak about different types of foods, a pruta value of all of them can be mitzdarif. Very important halacha. Actually, I saw the Sefer Shalos Tshuvas Torah Lishma discusses an interesting question. Here we're learning that, and we're going to speak about this more mitzvah tomorrow, Shir, the less than a pruta is not considered kesef. So what's the halacha if I give a half a pruta to ani? And then I give the same ani another half of pruta. Have I fulfilled the mitzvah stokah? Says the Shalos Tshuvas Torah Lishma, based on our Gemara, that you have been mekayimet. Because our Gemara says that the different types of commodities can be mitzdarif to pruta. The only thing he questions, he says a shtikl chiddush. He says like this, it's only going to be considered that it's mitzdarif if I give you when I give the ani a half a pruta, and then I give him another half a pruta, he still has the first half pruta. But if by the time I give him the second half pruta, he no longer has the first half pruta, so there's nothing to do tzirif with, and then it won't be considered that I did the mitzvah staka. There's another interesting question, also based on this Gemara. What happens, we learned the Gemara together, I think, in Masechta Sanhedrin, that if somebody steals from another Jew less than a pruta, the din of gzela, the heshev is gzela, doesn't apply. What would be the halacha if somebody stole a half a pruta from somebody and then he stole another half a pruta from that same person? will he have to now return what he stole? Because now if we put a half and a half together, we have a whole pruta. So actually the achronim say that it depends on a different question. Why, when you steal less than a pruta, don't you have the chiyuv of a heshev as gzeila? Is it because less than a pruta is not considered kesef? Or is it because if I steal less than half a pruta, if somebody steals less than a pruta, the victim is meichel? So if we say it's mechila, so then once he was meichel, then the time he steals the other half a pruta doesn't make a difference. The first half pruta he was already meichel on. If, however, we say it's because a half a pruta by itself is not kesef, so when you put two half prutas together, as our Gemara says, you already do have a pruta. But then I saw a very interesting Shaila Meshif. The Shaila Meshif says that even if we hold that the reason when somebody steals less than a pruta, there is no chiv of a heshev is gzela, because the person is meichel, says the Shaila Meshif, it's not a full-fledged mechila. It's, so to speak, a conditional mechila. And if that same ganif will steal another half a pruta, then the mechila, the original mechila, will be rescinded, and now he has to return because he stole a pruta. Says the Gemara, Pligbar of Acha Ravina, Chana Maprita Mechayiv, Aklola Mechayiv. If somebody says, Shvua Ein Lecha B'yodi, and then he mentions the various items, so the question is he chayiv for the first statement and then for the separate statements, or is he chayiv only for the separate statements? Machloikas. Charamar, apriti mechayvi, you're only going to be chayiv for the separate statements. Kloli loy mechayiv, but you won't be chayiv for the original general statement. Vacharamar kloli nami mechayiv, chayiv even for the original general statement. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabchia Charekan Chamisha Chesra Chatos. It speaks about five people come to you with a claim. Each one of you came with a claim for Chita Sayer Mekusman. 5 times 3 = 15. But ask the Gemara, if we said that you're also going to be Chayiv for the original first general statement, it shouldn't be 15. It shouldn't be 3 times 5. It should be the general statement plus the 3 separate statements, which would be 4 times 5. V'tanech Rav Chia v'misa esrim hava, answers the Gemara, it's not because Rav Chia necessarily says you're not chai for the general statement. Haitana the part kachoshev, the klalala kachoshev. He's only focused on the details, he's not chashev, he's focused on the general statement. Ask the Gemara, v'tanei Rav Chia, there's another braisa, Rav Chia, harekar esrim chatos. Here it says that he's chayiv 20. Again, it's speaking about 4 separate, not the separate ones. But not for the general statement. We don't know what he holds about the general statement. Ask the Gemara. Again, what is the operating principle of today's shir? The operating principle of today's shir is that if you make a general statement, you only chayiv 1 carbon. If you make separate phrases, you chayiv for each phrase separately. So we have the following case. 5 people have claims against an individual. Vamlai, and they tell him, they claim that he has all of these debts to them. So this person says to the first individual, for the first person, he clearly made separate phrases. But then he continues saying, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha. Mau. Achad mechayiv, oidom atol chada v'kad mechayiv. The Gemara's question is as follows. How do we look at this person's follow-up statements? When he says the loy l'cha, is that really reflecting back to his original separate statement comment? And therefore, to each one of them, he's going to be chayiv, for each one of them, he's going to be chayiv separate kabonis? Or is it going to be looked at as the first one, indeed, there were separate phrases. But the other people, the subsequent ones, there was only one general phrase. Toshma, the Tanai Rav Chia, Harekan Esrim Chatos. Hechidami, Ida Parish, if Rav Chia is referring to a case where to each person he's speaking, he's saying separate phrases, so I need Rav Chia to teach me that. Ida Parish, Rav Chiya Minyana Asa L'Shminin. Do I need Rav Chiya to teach us that when he made separate phrases, he's chayiv separate kabbonis? That we learned already in the Mishnah. El Alav Deloy Parish. If Rav Chiya is referring to the exact scenario that our Gemara is now discussing, that at the first one he made separate statements, to the other ones he only said Loy L'cha, Loy L'cha, and it's considered like it's separate. Shema Mino. So from here we have a ride, the Pratahav, it's considered separate. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody comes to someone else and says to him, Onasto petitas biti, you either violated, seduced my daughter. And the question is he focusing, as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, on the knas? We know if somebody's ma'anas or mafata girl, there's a knas of chamishim kesef. And the din of shuas hadkadin doesn't apply by knas. Why? As we learned in the previous year, because knas is not money that you're necessarily going to have to pay, because the halacha is moed b'knas, is potter, or is he focusing on the boishes of the gam, which is mammon, and therefore it will be a case of shuas b'kadim. We learned the machlokes in the Mishnah. Onas amar chibar abba amar b'yochanan. My tamar of Shimon. What does Reb Shimon say that this is a situation of knas, and therefore the din of shuas b'kadim won't apply? Answers the Gemara. Says the Gemara because Reb Shimon is of the opinion. Hoyov ikka knas toveya. His main claim is for the knas, and since his main claim is for the knas, the din of shvus b'kadim doesn't apply. On the Ravel, Moshel Rav Shimon l'mad David Daima. How do we understand Rav Shimon? L'adam sh'ayim l'chaveroi, like somebody says to someone else, ten lichitin s'arim v'kusmin sh'yesh l'biyotcha. You owe me all of these different types of grain, wheat, barley, spelt. And Amalai, and he responds to him, and he responds that I don't have wheat. V'shtakach, the chitin hu delesley, and we find that indeed he doesn't have chitin, hasarim v'kusman aslei. But he does have barley and kusman. The kishtaba. So it turns out that when this person swore, the kishtaba chitin, his only swearing was regarding the chitin, and a kusman shtabi said the truth. Here too, the focus is on the knas, and for the knas, there is no chiyuv shvus b'kadim. Amalei Abaya asked Abaya, how can we use that mashal? Midami, hasam b'chitin k'kafalei. You're telling me that I have your chitin, and I honestly am responding that I do not. B'sarim v'kusman like k'kafalei. I'm not talking about sarim v'kusman. So of course I'm not lying. Because you spoke about sarim v'kusman, I didn't speak about Surah Vakusman. The whole din of Shvuas HaBikadim only applies when I lied. I didn't lie. I didn't talk about it. Hacha, the Kulamus of the Kakafalei. When somebody approaches somebody else and says to them, Anasto Petito Zbiti, he's speaking about all of the obligations that he has to him. The Knas, the Boishes, and the Begam. And when he responds, I didn't do it to your daughter, he's denying any obligation. And if it's not true, and if he owes the Parshas Begam, so it should be considered a situation of Shvuas HaBikadim. Hala Damya, and Abaya again uses a marshal, that if my opinion, this should be compared to a situation. He says to him, you're holding on all of these items. And he responds, Shvuas Einlecha Biyadi, Klal, I don't have anything of yours. Vishtakach, and it turns out that he's partially correct. Chitin hu delesley, he indeed is not holding chitin. Hasarim v'kusman, he is holding on to, and therefore he lied about them. The mechayiv, that would be considered a situation of shvus b'kadim, because he indeed lied. So we again need to understand the machlokes of Rav Shimon the Rabbanan. How do we understand Rav Shimon, that when somebody approaches someone else and says, anasto petitas biti, Rav Shimon says there won't be a case of shvus b'kadim, because they're talking about knas, there's also an element of mammon. In such a situation, a person who's making such a claim is only asking for the knas. He's not even speaking about the boishes begam. Whereas the chacham hold, no, he's asking for everything that he's entitled to. And he's entitled to the knas, but he's also entitled to the boishes begam, which is mammon. What is the basis of the machloikas? But my kamilki, our papa, Rav Shimon Sava, was shavik inish midah the kids, was tava midah the loikits. The knas is a very hard and fast number, chamishim kesef. Since it's a very hard and fast number, It's very understandable. That's what they're going to be focused on. The Baruch Hu Begam, which is subjective, Hakol Lefi HaMevayish VeMezbayish, the Begam according to who she is, so therefore he doesn't look at it. So ask the Rishonim, why would he give up? If he's entitled to everything, why do we just walk away from the Baruch Hu Begam? Say to Rishonim that it's human nature to try to get what a person can get. And therefore the person, the father of this girl, even though he's certainly halachically entitled to the knas and to the Baruch Hu Begam, is afraid that if he starts asking for too much, he's going to have a case on his hand. So he'd rather get what is certain and get his knas and not think about the Baruch Hu Begam. Whereas Rabbanan Savri, L'shavet midi d'chimayda by le'y mifta, v'tavim midi d'chimayda by mifta. Although the knas is a hard and fast number, the knas is not a certain number. Because as we've been learning, the halacha is moed b'knas is potter. Baruch Hu Begam, given that it's mamon, there's no rule of moed b'knas potter. And therefore, even though it's a subjective number, and every situation it's a different number, he'd rather focus on that, according to Rabbanan, than on the knas, and therefore the din of Shu'as B'Kana will apply, because that's mamon. Before we finish the perek, learning the sugyas of Shu'as B'Kana, it's interesting to point out, Mechitz Chinuch says, as we learned at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, that what is the din by somebody makes a Shu'as B'Kadin? Lies. He has to bring a Karban Asham, and he has to return a Karen V'Chaimish to the person he lied to. So we know, of course, unfortunately, the Karban Asham doesn't apply. What will be the din B'Zman Hazeh regarding paying Chaimish? That means a Halach L'Mayis Shaila. The Shaila is, if somebody was approached and he lied that he's not holding the B'Kadin, and then he admits that he lied, he swore falsely that he lied, a carbon he can't bring, should he give the owner back chaimish? So Michas Chinuch says that you can't force him to give the chaimish. Beis Din cannot enforce giving the chaimish because it's all one package. And we can't, if there's no carbon, there's no chaimish. However, says the Michas Chinuch, even though we can't enforce that he should give back the chaimish, the right thing for him to do is to give a chaimish. Begins the Mishnah Shvuos Hadayonim. We now speak about Shvuos Hadayonim, which is the case of Moed B'Mikzus that we've learned so many times. Hatanish Shtei Kesef, where there was a claim that somebody's owed Shtei Kesef, V'Doh Shav Pruta. And he admits that I owe you a Pruta, I don't owe you all that you claim. The Gemara will explain Rav and Shmuel and Machloikis in tomorrow's Shir exactly how to understand what the claim and the counterclaims were. Mishnah Rishonim say there are really other cases of Shvuah Daraisa, of Shvuah Hadayonim, one of the Shvuah Hashomrim, but they explain that's already included in what we learned in the previous paragraph of Shvuah HaPikadon. Shvuah Said Echad is only learned from a drasha, and therefore it's also not included in our Mishnah when it speaks about Shvuah Hadayonim. Furthermore, unlike in the previous Mishnayis, where the Mishnah says it applies to Anoshim V'Noshim, here the Mishnah doesn't say so. Explain the Rishonim, because Shvuos HaEdus actually only applies to people who are kosher to say Edus. And Shvuos HaBikadon, we have Gzeirus Shava connecting them. So that's why the Mishnah speaks about Shvuos HaBikadon, this rule by Shvuos HaBikadon and Shvuos HaEdus. By Shvuos HaDayonim, it's obvious that it applies to anybody. Then Ein Haidah B'min HaTayna, if the admission and the claim don't match, he's Potter. What does that mean? Keitzet, Shtei Kashav Yesh LeBiyotcha. Somebody says to you, you owe him two kesef. Ein lecha el yadi el pruta, and he responds, no, I only owe you a pruta, then he's pata. However, because he spoke about kesef and he spoke about pruta. However, if the claimant said, shtei kesef pruta li biyotcha, you owe me two kesef and a pruta, and the respondent says, ein lecha biyadi el pruta, so they're both speaking about the pruta, then he's chayiv. Another example. He says to mana li biyotcha, you owe me a mana. And he responds, ein lecha biyadi, I owe you nothing. But the raisa is potter. But the rabbanon is chayv shvuas heses. But the raisa, there's no shvua. However, if somebody says to me, mana li biyotcha, you owe me $100, and I respond, ein lecha biyadi el chamishim dinner, I only owe you $50, that is the classical example, chayiv, of moed b'miktzas. Next case. Mana la'aba biyotcha. Somebody comes and says, you owe my father whatever. And he responds, Ein lecha biyadi ela nun dinner. And he responds, I don't owe your father $100. I only owe him 50 potter. Why? Because the way most Rishonim learn, the claimant can't claim with certainty that the money is owed, because he doesn't know if I paid his father or not. So even though here I'm a maida b'miksis, I'm considered like a mameshav aveda, I could always have said that I paid your father, and therefore it's not maida b'miksis. Mameshav aveda. Man li biyotcha. Next case, where somebody approaches someone else and says, you owe me $100. And he agrees. Amalei hein. L'mach amalei, you agree that you owe me the money, t'neili. And he says, n'sativ lach. And he says, I already gave it to you, potter. But, say to Rishonim, only if he said that I gave it to you after I made the admission. However, if he says, ein lecha biyadi, I never owed you any money, he's clearly a liar and he's chayiv. Again, the Rishonim say, it's only a scenario where he made this admission in front of Edom, so there are Edom that could say that that could prove that he's not saying the truth. Mani li biyadcha. Somebody says to someone else, you owe me $100. I'm like, hey. And he says, fine. But he says, now I want you only to pay me in front of Edom. L'macha amalai. And the next day he says to him, t'neili, give me the money. Nesati lof. So he says, I already gave it to you. Chayiv. Neshet sorach litna be'edom. They agreed to pay in front of Edom, so if you really paid it, we're Edom. However, they were trying to make the following distinction. If when you lend me money, you stipulate that I can only pay you back in front of Edom, that I have to pay you in front of Edom. But let's say you lent me money, and then I didn't pay you back yet, and now you stipulate that I should only pay you in front of Edom, that stipulation is not valid unless I agree to it. Look, Rezav Yesh Lebiyotcha. Next example. You say to me, I owe you gold. And I respond, Ein lech el liter kesef, that I only owe you silver, potter. Silver and gold are not the same. Tinazov yesh lebiyotcha. You say I owe you a dinazov, and I say a gold coin, and I respond ein lecha el din a kesef trisus or pinjus or pruta. I say a different type of coin, but we're all talking about money. Chayiv shakol min mitbeyachesu. Kotfur libiyotcha. You say I owe you tfuah, and I say it's a core and a tfuah, and I respond that number one it's not a core, and number two it's not tfuah. It's a lesach and its kidney is potter. Kup, however, if you say, because it's not, it's apples and oranges. Kup hairs libiyotcha. And I respond, ein lecha biyadi el lesach. Kidney is chayiv. She kidney is bechal peris. Kidney is and peris is all one. It's not apples and oranges. Tana chitim. If you say to me, I owe you wheat. And I respond that I owe you barley, potter. Rav Gamliel, mechayiv. Hatayin lechaveir bekadish shemen. You say I owe you oils, oil and kadim. And I respond, v'hoidu lo b'kankanim. Kadim and kankanim are not the same. Admin oim ahoyav v'hemiksus min ataina. Kadim are just smaller barrels of oil, so therefore I'm chayiv. Yeshava. V'cham oimim ein oidom min ataina, and I have no chayiv shvua. I'm Rabbi Gamliel, Ryan is the admin. Tanu kelim v'kakos. One word. There's no chayiv shvua moida b'miksus. By karka. And therefore, Tana Kalim v'kakos. You claim that I owe you Kalim v'kakos. V'koyde v'kalim, and I admit that I owe the Kalim v'kof v'kakos, or I admit I owe the karka, but I disagree about the Kalim, so it's considered, I disagree completely about the Kalim potter. However, hoyde v'miktis kakos, if I was moyde about part of the karka, I'm still potter, as I said a second ago. There's no moyde v'miktis by karka. However, the mixas a kalim. If I'm moidon a mixas kalim, not only am I chayiv now shvua, but I'm also chayiv shvua on the karka also. Once I have to make a shvua on the metatlin, I now, there's a concept of gilgul shvua, and zoykikim as nechosim sheish lemachrayis, now even though normally I wouldn't be mechuyiv to make a shvua on the karka, I have to. Zoykikim as nechosim sheish lemachrayis lechavaleim. Einish bond says the Mishnah, Tan is cheresh shayt v'katan. If the person making claim against me is a cheresh shayt v'katan, obviously a cheresh must be that he's doing with sign language, because he can't speak. Ve'imash bi is a cotton. We don't make a cotton make a shvur, avnish bond le cotton le hegdish. We make somebody swear on behalf of cotton or hegdish. We'll explain this in the Gemara. It's a shame.